It's Cheat Code Today. Hello, I'm Matthew Foy, your guest for today. And the date is Friday, April 8th, 2022. And, you know, I'm looking at the calendar. I think tax day is coming up a week from today. I got to remember to file my California taxes because made a mistake on the first one, got to refile. So just, I know that that would put a smile on your face knowing that tax season is due next Friday. Hey, we're talking about a smile on your face. Man, the world is opening up again. We are out and about seeing people in the flesh. I've actually done that myself, and I got to tell you, I'm loving it. And here is a chance for you to get out and about and have some fun. Have you heard, I'm sure you have, about the Chico Spring Jam Music Festival going on at Patrick Ranch? Well, I hope so. And if not, well, stick around because we're going to find out about it. Today, my guest is Forrest Melton, and he is the King Poobah of the Chico Spring Jam Music Fest. Forrest, how you doing?
Everything's great, man. Sun is shining, and spring is here for sure.
You know, the sun is shining. Yesterday, I think, was 90 degrees in Chico, and next Monday, it's going to be 60 and raining.
Oh.
But we need a little rain, and the good thing is, I know from some people upstairs that it's not going to be raining on the day of your Chico Spring Jam Music Festival. So
what's the date,
and tell us all about it. This is exciting.
Yeah, so we're hosting this Chico Spring Jam just as a celebration of spring. We did the Chico Summerfest last year, and we had a Journey band and a Jimmy Buffett band and a local dance band. It just turned out so good. We had like 750 people out there, so we decided to do it twice this year with the Chico Spring Jam. It's happening out on Patrick's Ranch, which is just a mile south of Chico, right at the edge of Durham and Chico. Big property, big museum, two stages, just fun for the family, fun for the people, just a great opportunity to get out and about.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. I'm on your website, blueskyfestivalsandevents.com, and there is a lot of information on here. You know, I'm a big music lover. Music has been played a big part of my life, and the bands that you have out here, so it looks like you've got a tribute band to Fleetwood Mac, a tribute band to Tom Petty, and a tribute band to the Stones. I mean, could it be any better? This is fantastic.
Yeah, and we probably don't know this, but the Running in the Shadows band, which is the Fleetwood Mac band, is a local Chico band. And they'll play every now and again, but we got them, and then we got this Tom Petty group that's called Petty Rocks, coming all the way up from the South Bay area, and then out of San Francisco is this Rolling Stones unauthorized group. They're ready to roll, you know, like they are so excited.
It sounds fantastic, and, you know, I absolutely love the setting of Patrick Ranch with the beautiful grass and, you know, the historic farmhouse there. It's just such a great setting. So tell our audience, how can they get more information, and what does it cost to go to the Chico Spring Jam Music Festival?
Yeah, so what I want to say before that is, last year, we didn't have local entertainment. So we built a second stage this year called the Locals Only Stage. And we've got like five or six, maybe even more, entertainers there. Like Katie Barrett, Mark III, Tyler Duvall, Common Collective, Pat Hull, and then Scout the Wise, and Logan Dunbar and Gabe Johnson are all on the ticket to come out and play for about an hour each at this event. So this is not your short little four-hour fundraiser event. This is a full-blown festival with all the aspects of it. And it starts at 1 and goes all the way to 9. So if you pop on that website, that blueskyfestivalsandevents.com website, it'll have all that info. That stage is sponsored by the Chico Art Collective. Just a bunch of people that are bringing in all kinds of art, live art, interactive art. Like, it's not going to be just sitting around looking at paintings. They're going to have people out there doing some really wild things. So it's going to be an art show and a music festival all wrapped into one beautiful day out at the ranch.
That's amazing. So really two different stages. And I also noticed that you're going to have Azad's Martial Arts out there. You know, Farjad is such a great community supporter, so that'll be interesting for people to observe as well.
Yeah, they're going to do a little demonstration, a martial arts demonstration. So we're really happy to support them. And then we've got another woman that's going to be doing a hula hoop demonstration. We've got somebody doing face painting and character painting. In the nighttime, we've got a fire spinner that's coming out there. So
really, a fire spinner?
Yeah.
Is that like real fire, spinning real fire?
Yes. Out in the middle of the grass. Yes.
We're going to have a lot of fire extinguishers. Well, that sounds like cool. And also, it looks like food trucks, and you're going to have Sierra Nevada out there. I mean, it looks like there's going to be a lot of food to be eating while you're watching the great entertainment, huh?
Absolutely. Any foodie that wants to come out and grub, we've got a great barbecue company called Bootleg Barbecue. We got our Mexican vendor called Taco Super Tonaya. We got the lab trailer coming out, and we got a really great loaded fries and burger joint called the Harvester out of Capay. So really good stuff there. And then the attraction. So like my theme of this whole event was just come out and play. Come play. So imagine all the music and all the food vendors and all that stuff that a standard, you know, big event has. Well, now we're going to be brewing beer. We're going to have a little tiny car show. We're going to have a cornhole competition. We're going to have a ping pong table out there. We're going to have an air hockey table. We're going to have pool tables. We're going to be dancing. I mentioned the hula hoop entertainer, the fire dancer. We're going to have jump houses for the kids. We're going to have gambling tables. We got the Italian club bringing out bocce ball, you know, so everything we could find surrounded by music, surrounded by Sierra Nevada Brewing, and the Sincere Cider Company is bringing out cider, and we're also going to have chilled wine out there.
What do you mean you don't know the per capita exports of Tanzania, Linda? Sorry, don't cut the mustard.
Coming up on Adventures in Odyssey, Leslie has a reputation for exaggeration.
That was Mr. Gutwrench?
Yeah. He's not anything like what you said.
Well, he sure seems that way.
The Hazards of Lying, next time on Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're teaching and talk for real life.
Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
The name of the radio program is Chico Today, and I'm your host, Matthew Four. And hey, it's fantastic Friday, so I hope that you have good things planned for your weekend as we look at it. And this weekend is going to be the 9th and 10th, but coming up Saturday, April 23rd, we got a really, really big event that you should definitely check out. It's the Chico Spring Jam Music Festival, and I'm on the phone speaking with Forrest Melton, the organizer of this. And Forrest, it just looks like you have so many different things going on. Absolutely incredible. And you have some, first of all, let's talk about your sponsors that are really making it possible.
Yeah, these guys have stepped up from the charities to the actual sponsors. So T-Mobile has just wanted to be all over this. So they're the presenting sponsor. They step up and they really help us out and get us all situated in that way. Then our beer sponsor, our local greatest beer company in the world, Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, bringing out some new brews. Then we've got another radio station out there from Deer Creek Broadcasting. It's KZAP 96.7 and the Mix 95.1. along with KPay Sports. Those are our big, big sponsors. Then we've got Melton Design Group, the landscape architect company that built the plaza and Wildwood Park. Laco Engineering Associates, doing all kinds of civil engineering around town. Then your solar company, SolarWorks, when it's time to get solar. We've got a print company called The Printed Image, bringing shirts out there. And they've got all kinds of promotional materials. We got Ray Morgan Company, which is now going to be Ubio, bringing out nice ice cold water for everybody. Those are the core sponsors. We got All Star Rents, Chico News and Review, Explore Butte County, Action News Now, Clean Canteen, and then the charities. You know, the Chico Rugby Foundation, the Hope Commons Church, the Active 2030 Club, the Chico Art Collective and Chico Common Collective. And the biggest one is the Sunrise Rotary, who's doing an auction out there. So the Sunrise Rotary Club is doing their fundraiser auction out there. So all those charities are involved that help us make this all put together.
It sounds like it's a real community event and just so much fun. You got food, you have drinks, and just it looks like for everybody, for the whole family. Is that right? Is it not necessarily just for adults?
Yeah, we've got jumpy houses. We've got, you know, games for the kids. We were trying to find somebody to do arts and crafts. Just a variety of things for any age. We've got some infants coming. Got some teenagers coming. Just got all kinds of things that are happening with that.
Infants?
Infants.
Babies. You have babies.
I did. I told them, no, you can't. You've got to be 2 years old. And they started yelling at me, these moms. So I'm like, okay, bring the kids. Just bring the diapers, you know?
Bring the babies. Yeah, just get them in the strollers so they don't get too much sun. So if people want more information on the Chico Spring Jam, where can they get it, Forrest?
Yeah. So there's two links. I've got them linked together. If you go to blueskyfestivalsandevents.com, that'll drive you straight to the website. Then you click on the little orange button that says Chico Spring Jam, and it'll take you there. If you click on the one on the right, you'll get info on the Summerfest that's happening in August, but that's not what we're talking about today. Ticket prices went from early bird at $35 to early bird until yesterday at $40 to where they're $45 now. But don't wait any longer because this is going to sell out. We're already getting, we had like 10 people sign up for VIP yesterday. So it's really kind of crazy. For your $45, you're really getting your free parking, you're getting admission into the event, you're getting all the entertainment, all the activities, the auction, the food. Well, you got to buy your own food, but the food and beer and wine are available. Just a fun day in the park. If you want to go up
to... Oh, we just lost your audio. Can't hear you.
Are you there? I'm here. Are you there?
You're back now, yeah.
Hello there.
We're doing this on Zoom, so we got a little technical. Go ahead, Forrest.
Matthew?
Yep, we can hear you.
Hello there.
You're good. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was just going to say something about the VIP. If you wanted an upfront seat with your own chair right in front of the stage where nobody's blocking you, fenced off with umbrellas and tables and an additional meal, an extra beer, wine, or cider. If you want, you'll get a clean canteen cup that says Chico Spring Jam on it, and then Sierra Nevada Brewing. You get some beads. You get a fan. You get just basically the VIP treatment while you're there with a cup and extra food and beer while you're sitting right in front of the band. So go to that website, you know, and you can check your options. If you wanted to buy extra beers or bulk beers, we're giving you a discount on the beers. You know, it's all just set up and ready to roll. It's April 30th, and we'd love to have you out there.
Oh, April 30th. Okay, I misspoke earlier. I said the 23rd. So Saturday, April 30th is the date of the event.
Yes, April 30th, mm-hmm. Patrick Ranch, which is like basically one... maybe a mile and a half south of Secret Trail Brewing or right south of town. So, you know, it's just local. You can ride your bike out there, bring a lock, and we'll walk you through the fence, and all the parking's free. It's just a perfect little space to
to come on out and have a great day.
And I love the fact that you have two stages. So you said you have a lot of local groups playing out there, and you have a different stage with some other groups playing, Running in the Shadows, Petty Rocks, and then you got Rolling Stones Unauthorized. So those sound like some really awesome bands.
It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day.
You know, and I think it's a great time to get out and about. And it looks like we're going to be back after word from our sponsors right after this.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Friday on Truth for Life, Alistair Begg explains why giving is actually a matter of the heart.
Learning to give properly is a central part of learning to worship properly. And we have never really learned to worship the Lord until we have learned to give to the Lord.
Find out more about the relationship between giving and worshiping Friday on Truth for Life.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Yeah, it's important to note, real radio is not dead, folks. We love real radio. We actually do it. Some people don't listen to a podcast. Some people don't listen online. They actually get in their car or at home and turn on either FM or AM. And that's why we love doing this. It's Chico Today, coming to you from Chico, California, in Paradise. My guest today is Forrest Melton. And Forrest is putting on this really exciting time to get back outside and have some fun. It's the Chico Spring Jam, Saturday, April 30th. It's a music festival, and, you know, I'm just so excited about it, Forrest, because the world is kind of opening back up. We're getting out and about now that more people are vaccinated and the curve's gone down. So this is just a great opportunity. Hey, are you looking for volunteers to help out with this?
Yeah, we sure do. The charities bring a bunch of people, and there's a bunch of people that come up. But if we find somebody that really wants to be part of the event, now, it's not glamorous. You're not back there with the rock stars, you know, feeding them cocktails. But you might be at the VIP booth. You might be at the registration booth. You might even be out the parking lot. But on the website, there's a link to where you can sign up to be a volunteer. And what we ask for is work for half the day, and then we'll give you a ticket into the event. But we got to count on you to work on that. So we'd love to have some volunteers.
So that sounds like a good opportunity. If maybe you're a little bit budget challenged, if you volunteer for half a day, you can also enjoy the music and the festivities out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, our big thing is giving back. You know, when we work with this youth athletics, like Chico Rugby Foundation, it's not sponsored by the schools. It's all parent-driven, and they just need help. So we bring them in. They bring a few volunteers. We get their name out there, and they get some exposure, and they make a nice donation. You know, I'm also talking to one of the high school wrestling and soccer teams to see if they can come out and play. So it's another charity we're working with. The 2030 Club is bringing out some young 20 to 40-year-olds, 20 to 30-year-olds that are, you know, helping disadvantaged youth with their efforts. The Chico Rotary, Sunrise Rotary Club, their mission is to end child literacy. And then we have Hope Common Church that used to be called East Avenue Church, but just like these guys last weekend, this Hope Common Church, they took 30 people out into the homeless camp where the people are living outdoors, and they cleaned up, I think they said 20,000 pounds of garbage, took it to the dump.
Wow.
I mean, these charities and these groups and these athletic groups and this the Rotary Club. They're doing such great work that my goal, one of my goals, is to support them any way I can. Because let's face it, I could easily go and hire some workers that just come out and work for, you know, $10 or $15 or $20 an hour, whatever it is. I'd rather help a charity and get them out there and get the people's eyeballs on them than just pay for a general person to work for a day.
Yeah, so thank you for doing that. I mean, that's just really great, because a big part, I think, of nonprofits and churches and groups that want to help others is to really network and to be out in the community. So this gives them a really good chance. So thank you for that. And again, if someone just tuned in, we are talking about this big event that's coming up on Saturday, April 30th, the Chico Spring Jam Music Festival. And again, if people want more information on that, where can they get it, Forrest?
Yeah, so the website, Blue Sky Festivals and Events. And also, you can go on Instagram and Facebook under the same name, Blue Sky Festivals and Events, and you can follow what we're doing. We're doing some giveaways. We're talking about our sponsors and music and everything else. So that's the best way to get more information.
And this is like 9 hours of entertainment, and it just sounds like there's so much going on. It sounds like there's something for everyone. Food, drink, entertainment. You got a silent auction going with the Rotary. I mean, this is just amazing.
Yeah, and again, T-Mobile, just, you know, they make it to where we can do this. These things get costly. So when you have a larger company like Sierra Nevada or T-Mobile or any of the sponsors that have helped out, it just helps piece it together to where everybody works well, you know. And I want to correct you there, Matt. It's 8 hours. We might go over a little bit, but eight hours.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I would say between five and eight bands. We're trying to shuffle the local bands. We actually booked eight of them, but we're not sure we get all eight on stage. So we're still playing with that. But we just want people to come out and play. We want them to let your hair down, ride your bike out there, have a beer, you know, dance away, play some ping pong, you know, do the things that you want to do, but you haven't had. Over the last couple of years, you haven't had a chance to get out and do it. You know, this pandemic and this shutdown and all the different things that are going on, or even, you know, all the different restaurants and live music venues that are now available, get out there and do them. Like, it's just a great opportunity to spark our lives again.
Yeah, to get back out and see some human beings in person. And I love the fact that you're working with Deer Creek Broadcasting, KZAP The Mix, and KPay Sports. They're a great radio group, and I'm so happy that they're helping you promote this event.
Yeah, they've been awesome. You know, they really stepped up. You know, as well as the TV station, Action News Now,
right.
12 and 24, and Chico News and Review. They've all just said, let's help. Let's get our world back rolling again, you know. And you know, we're all in business. We're all in life, and helping each other is huge, you know. So,
unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I want to thank you for being my guest today, and I want to let everyone know you got to have some fun. Go out on Saturday, April 30th to this Chico Spring Jam Music Festival. Have a good time. Thanks, Forrest, for being on the show.
Thanks, Matt.
We appreciate it.
Take care. See you guys out there.
We'll see you out there. Thank you so much. Jessica Wilkerson is here on Monday at this time, and may God bless you.